On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Santer could not be fabulouser. Very agile and able to take good care of us no matter what we throw at him this morning. So we appreciate always his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Lisa Perrone, a Lewisburg parent, professor of Italian at Bucknell University, and founder of the Lifting Up Lewisburg campaign, and is one of the board members of the group that's trying to make sure that the Lewisburg schools get talked about, the unmet needs get met, and that students feel supported by the whole community. Good morning, Lisa. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fabulous. Thank you so much for all you're doing up there and for reaching out and not only thinking that maybe the kids would have some unmet needs, but that the community was already interested in pulling together. They just need to, you know, sort of be marshaled into the same corral. So tell us about Lifting Up Lewisburg, just one or two sentences about its history and what exactly is the campaign.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show this morning. So Lifting Up Lewisburg, it's a grassroots effort that was spearheaded, as you said, by a few Lewisburg parents, myself and Kimberly Drexler, Jen Shabahang, and Lisa Tranquillo, and together with Ann Glock, who's the executive director of the Green Dragon Foundation. And we came together and created this campaign, as you said, because we knew that the community would be supportive of our students and teachers and staff in the Lewisburg Area School District as we got ready to face the challenges this fall.
Well, and there is a broad national discussion and a broad local discussion about how we should school. And at this point, Lewisburg is planning to head back to classes on campus face-to-face this fall. But since you started this campaign, a big discussion emerged about, you know, what is the ideal way to educate this fall. Is the Green Dragon Foundation and this campaign monitoring that and sort of ready to respond no matter what's decided, no matter what the outcome of those discussions are? That's where you'll put the emphasis and sort of spend the money kind of thing?
Yeah, we are. We're, I believe on Thursday there's a town hall meeting that will be hosted by our new superintendent and the school board, and we'll see what their plans are for the fall and if the needs are more technology access, because we're going to be more remote, then we'll be there supporting that. If the needs are in-person needs, such as face masks or face shields or other, you know, cleaning supplies for the school, you know, we will support the needs of the school district, whatever their decision is.
Explain exactly why the parents thought that the district would need outside help. As part of the Green Dragon Foundation, you would already, of course, recognize that the district can't do everything. But so this became an extension of that sort of mindset or a mission?
We knew that this community comes together to support our schools. Anyway, right? We've seen that from parent participation in school, activities to athletic events, for example. So I think we all knew that the community support was there, and we knew that, exactly like you said, the school district might need a little bit of extra help, especially this fall. So the reaction was great. Within 2 weeks, we met our initial goal, and we're continuing on with this campaign, and we just hope to see even more community support in the next 2 weeks.
Why did parents feel, yourself and other parents feel, that they needed to take action? I mean, I think one idea would be to just send a check to the district or the foundation and say, this is for face masks, but you decided to amplify that just your own individual effort could probably sort of instigate or be a catalyst.
Yeah.
There we go.
It came a little from, I was feeling, you know, a bit dejected at the end of the school year, just seeing my two boys who are in high school missing being in school and their activities, of course, and I thought other parents probably thought the same way, so maybe we could come together and take that energy and like you said, use it as a catalyst to put it towards something good. And this is a concerted effort. So we hope to have a pot of money here, which I think we will, that the steering committee can then work with the school board and decide and help kind of fill in the need when the need comes up.
If you're interested in more information, you can go to greendragonfoundation.org. Tell us about the logistics of lifting up Lewisburg. How do you contribute and all that sort of detail?
Yeah, well, it's a crowdfunding site, so it's through GoFundMe, which is an online crowdfunding site. You can go to foundationgive.com and look for Lifting Up Lewisburg. You can also go to the Green Dragon Foundation site, and there you will see a Lifting Up Lewisburg campaign button, and you can donate online, or you can also send a check if you would like to the Green Dragon Foundation and specify those for the Lifting Up Lewisburg campaign.
I'd like you to explain, draft a picture, if you would, for our audience. So the Lewisburg community, there, I think there is already a tremendous sense of cohesiveness in the regional community that Lewisburg School District serves. Describe that in greater detail for our audience, if you would.
We have 2,000 students in our school district. So we have one elementary school divided into two buildings, Kelly and Lintown, and the middle school and the high school. There is a strong sense of community here. The school really is a bedrock of our community. I believe most people who live in Lewisburg, most of their children go to the public school. The sense of support behind what the school means for our families and for our future is palpable. We come together often behind our students and our schools, so it's a great place to live. I'm proud to live here and to be part of this great school district as well.
Well, and I think within the school district, there's a wide range of variance in terms of a lot of things, in terms of how prepared maybe a student might be when he or she gets to kindergarten. There's a wide range of variance in income levels, socioeconomic mm-hmm. levels in Lewisburg. But there, in Lewisburg, there's a wide range of things also that are sort of the great equalizers. This fund may be one. Other efforts of the foundation could be things that try to equalize all of this. We think of the Donald Heater Foundation and some of the activities that are taking place after school at the Miller Center. There are a wide range of sort of equalizers out there. Is this maybe part of that effort to make sure every kid's got the same opportunity?
Yeah, we would hope so. Part of our list of bullet points on our website, as you'll see, is if there are families, if we do have to pivot back to remote learning at some point, if there are families who need help getting the correct internet access, for example, that's what this fund could be used for. So certainly we hope to serve as an equalizer, and we'll look at all of those needs as we come to the fall and support all of our students pre-K through 12th grade in any way that we can.
Can I impose on you to make a pitch to encourage folks in and maybe some outside the Lewisburg School District to contribute?
Sure. So there are a few ways that the community can continue to support this Lifting Up Lewisburg campaign. First of all, we have T-shirts for sale on the site. If you'd like to buy a shirt, $8 from each shirt will go to our campaign. I'd also like to announce a new challenge right now that's coming up with our campaign. A group of Lewisburg families have come together to offer a combined challenge to help us reach our new goal of $30,000. We're at about $22,000, right? 22 and change right now. So with this new challenge, every gift made will be matched one-to-one, up to a total of $5,000. So that means even a $25 gift will become $50. A $50 gift will become $100. So each gift counts. Every size counts, and I hope that people feel compelled to give what they can and help us meet our $30,000 goal by July 31st.
Well, and I think you can see if you follow the remarks on your website and some of the different things, as Charlie Degenstein used to say, giving is fun, and some people are having a blast with this. I mean, let's just be frank about it. They're enjoying, you know, pushing this up and doing the challenge like you described. Okay, well, anything additionally to add? You have an open mic to talk about the foundation itself and the Lift Up Lewisburg. Please, an additional comment.
Well, I would just say, first of all, we would like to welcome our new superintendent, Jen Polenchok, to the district. We're here as a community in support of her, our students, our children, our teachers, and together we are united against this new normal and this challenging time. And thank you to all of our donors who have given so far.
Yeah, we love that welcome of Dr. Polenchok, because there's a real sense of forward-thinking optimism in the town right now. We talked to a couple of parents who are just tickled pink that things are falling together the way they are. So, yeah, thank you for alluding to that. Well, we appreciate your help, Lisa. Thank you so much for your time and your efforts. You have an open mic anytime. Keep us informed on this, and let the rest of the folks, Jennifer Schabahang and Ann Glock, know they have an open mic here anytime to talk about the good activities of the foundation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, for having me on the show. Have a great day.
Thank you. Lisa Perrone, Lewisburg parent, professor of Italian at Bucknell University, a co-founder of the Lifting Up Lewisburg campaign, a campaign to give Lewisburg schools and students a financial leg up as they meet this challenging time this fall, no matter what that may be. She made reference to a town hall meeting Thursday. We have details about that at WDKOK.com. Contributions directed towards the Green Dragon Foundation. Foundation.org.